Miwa in the film. This is Eric Ortega, your host for Paula Life Past and Present. Today I'm going to share the second part of my conversation with Donald Jameson of the Rincon Indian Reservation. Here is a clip from that conversation.
I had a little thrill in there. I got shot at, I don't know how many times, but they never hit me.
That's always a good thing.
But I want to tell you, I had to change shorts several times. Yeah.
Well, there's Mr. Jameson telling some great stories about his experiences in the war. And when I say war, of course, I'm talking about the big one, World War II. Now, let's cover some words for the day. I think I covered these words before, but now I believe we have enough vocabulary to kind of make some sentences. So let's see. How about avu'au? Avu'au. And that means at this location. And awa'au. Awa'au means at that location. Or I guess I should say, Ivi'au means here, and Awa'au means there. Translate some sentences here, like, well, obviously the simplest sentence is the question, where? Mavu'au, Mavu'au, where? And then you could say, here on top. Ivi'au tukuchi'au, Ivi'au tukuchi'au. Not here on top. Kai avu'au tukuchi'au. Kai avu'au tukuchi'au. There on the bottom. Awa'au tu'au. Awa'au tu'au. Then there's mavu'au tu'au. Mavu'au tu'au. Where on the bottom? And you got here on the bottom. Avu'au tu'au. Avu'au tu'au. There on top. Awa'au tukuchi'au. Awa'au tukuchi'au. Here on top. Ivi'au tukuchi'au. Ivi'au tukuchi'au. Where on top. Mavu'au tukuchi'au. Mavu'au tukuchi'au. Here on top. Ivi'au, Ivi'au tukuchi'au. Avu'au, avu'au, tukuchi'au. Okay. Now, before we get to the rest of the conversation with Donald Jameson, let's check out a song from Paul Miranda. All right, take it away, Paul.
शम्स ताहम को निष्मला की के दम धमकते मवई कला अमाया चमाय वो चमा की आय चमाय वो चमल मुखी नो कृष्ण ना कमी वो अमाया हे मोय मी वाए हे मोय पू कवि हे मोय तू न के शमाया हमाया शमिषता हम को पंगा निष्मला की किताम हम कथे मवी कला हमाया हमाया चमाय वो चमा किया चमाय वो चमल मुखी नव कृष्ण ना कमी हमाया हे मोय मी हे मोय फू कवि हे मोय तू न किश हमाया शमशता हम को पंगा निष्मला की के तम तम कथे मवी कला हमाया चमाय वो चमा की आय चमाय वो चमल मुखी नौ कृष्ण ना कमी वो हमाया हे मोय मी हे मोय पू कवि हे मोय तू न किश हमाया
All right, great job, Paul. Now to Donald Jameson. One thing I have to say about this conversation is that it was a video conversation. I had a voice recorder going as well as a video. During this conversation, there's some gaps where I'm actually showing pictures and medals to the camera. So if you happen to get interested in seeing more of this conversation, you could actually go to the Cooper Coach Center, and they have the audio as well as the video of the talk that we had. So without further ado, this is the rest of the interview with Donald Jameson.
Oh, there were so many men that I learned to hunt with and learned so much, which helped me so much during the war when I was in the Philippines. I'd gone in by submarine in the middle of the night on a little life raft, like you see in the old pictures. And that's where I met President Marcos of the Philippines. And we went in there and took my men with me, and we blew up roads and blew up bridges. And we were in there several months before the Americans came in. So I had a little thrill there. I got shot at, I don't know how many times, but they never hit me.
That's always a good thing.
But I want to tell you, I had to change shorts several times. Yeah. You see some of those pictures there. You see that one with President Johnson and President Marcos of the Philippines. And that one, that's General Volkman right there. He's the guerrilla leader I took the supplies into. That's President Johnson, President Marcos. And that's his wife, Imelda, there. And that's Mrs. Johnson, Lady Bird.
Oh, okay.
And those are the guards there in the White House.
Okay.
That was the state dinner that the Johnsons gave for the Marcoses when Marcos was president of the Philippines. And then the other one right there is one that was taken with Johnson. This one was taken in the Philippines, and that's the guerrillas that I served with.
All good stuff there.
Yeah. And then there's Imelda and Marcos, the one on the left. That one on the left side. Yeah, that's me when I was in the service. Now that was what I looked like when I was in the war. And this was taken just before I went overseas. This one says, "Don, best wishes to a comrade in the war and a friend." That's Marcos.
He just passed away a couple of years back, huh?
Yeah, a few years ago, yeah. Now the strange thing was, when he died, Imelda called me from the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
The operator says, ask for me. And I said, who's calling? She says, Mrs. Marcos. So she was on the phone and she was crying. And she says, Don, I have to tell you this. She says, but your buddy, Ferdy, just died. But he says, I have to tell you this. He says, just before he died, he came out of his coma and he opened his eyes and he hollered, he called out your name.
Really?
Yeah. Just before he died. So we went through a lot of stuff up there in those guerrillas. We saved each other's lives. And it kind of makes me shudder to think that there I was with all those Filipinos all by myself. I had one American, wonderful, wonderful boy by the name of Captain Larry Guzman, Filipino. He was born in the Philippines. Then he came to the United States as a small boy, and during the service, he was what you call a first-class chef. He worked in some first-class restaurants in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was good. Larry was. He's got this picture there somewhere with me, with Marcos and me in the Philippines. And he was just a wonderful friend. He sure kept me informed and everything when we were together. But I had that's my hat with some of my medals on it. And see that little doll on the right? The wooden doll?
Oh, yeah.
With the head up there? Well, that's what the headhunters did when I was with. They cut off an enemy's head and prayed it in the village like that.
Yeah. Did they ever explain why they did that, or?
Well, it was just a custom of theirs, you know. And they were headhunters. That's what they called them. They're headhunters. And I can remember when I went into their village, I had to climb this mountain. And as I was about three quarters of the way up, which was about 200 yards, a rooster was running through the little rice paddy there. And I took my pistol out and I shot the rooster. And I took it up to where they were, and they were all standing there, maybe 50 of them, in their village with their little grass huts and so forth, looking at me like this, like that. And I held there, and I took that chicken, and I took it and I rang its neck like that. They ran. It's these tough people who ran. And the chief stood there, and I handed him the chicken with his head on. And he had them cook that, and we shared it. And after that, we became real good friends. He started them, and he had them dance, kind of Indian style, a little bit, you know, dancing around. And then afterwards, when I would need food or need men to carry my supplies, he always served it there. And that was in this time of year, in March, right? And then a plane came by one day where I was, and I signaled a little two-seater down, and they landed in a little landing strip we had. And I told the pilot, I'm going to go out with you. And he says, oh, no, he says, there's only room for two in here. And he says, I'll come back after you. I knew he was lying. So I said, well, who's the pilot? And he said, oh, I am. So I pulled that 45 out, and I pulled it right at him, and I said, who is he? Well, he's my radio man. I said, you got a new radio man. Well, he says, you can sit on his lap. So I got in my lap, and we had just caught a bunch of big fish by dynamiting them in the river.
Oh, uh-huh.
These were big ones, like a big bass like that. And I had some in a basket. So I had a note in there to Ferdy, because he was in the mountains about 3 miles from where I was. So it circled over, and I took that basket and threw it out, and they all ran. They thought it was a bomb until the fish came out, and my note was there that I was going to go for help. Well, they wouldn't know what the heck had happened to me. And so a few days later, I had them come back in, and they dropped supplies to them and everything, and we blew up some road bridges and blew up some roads, and that's where I got all those medals.
I see that.
I have more combat medals from the Philippines than any American officer. It's even more than MacArthur too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long were you in the Philippines?
I was overseas 18 months. In the Philippines, I went in November, and I came out in March. Then I came back to New Guinea for about 6 months. Then I went back up to the Philippines for about a month and a half, or 2 months before I came home.
And from that 18 months is when you developed that bond with Mr. Marcos?
With Marcos. And then when I got out that time to the plane, back to guerrilla headquarters where Wolfman was, this guy that picture on the right. I told him, I said, you bring Marcus out of there. You go back and get him. Put him on your staff. I said, he's the smartest man I ever knew. He's going to run this country someday. So he believed me. So he went over, and the next day he got Marcus, brought him, put him on the staff. And when Marcus got to be president of the Philippines, he called me. And invited me. And he says, hey, Don. I says, he says, I made it. And I says, you're going to have an inauguration? Yeah, he said. He says, and you're invited. You're going to be my honored guest. You and Volkman and Arnold. And I said, well, can I bring my wife? Sure. So he arranged everything. My wife and I, I have a picture here somewhere in the paper where we're leaving. In the Union, where we're leaving the airport and getting on the plane, and we flew over to Honolulu, and the ambassador met us there and put us on the plane to the Philippines. And we got there, and boy, we were treated like royalty. He Purdy said to me, "You know, Don, if you hadn't saved my life, I wouldn't be getting to be president today." Then when just before we left and started to go, he said, "Don, here's something for you." And I put it in my bag and put it on myself. So when I went through customs, they cleared me, and it's $20,000. Oh boy. Yeah. And he was a good man, but he, like anyone else, he had his enemies, you know. He was from northern Philippines, and the people in the south were different. They wanted something else. A lot of those people in the south were Moros, and they were different. They weren't Christians.
Yeah.
Marcos was a Christian. Yeah. Yeah, they were different people there in the south. I went down there to see them with those tattoos and the sultans.
Uh-huh.
I have a picture someplace with the Sultan.
I see it says 1941 Wildcats. That's when you were there?
Yeah. I was there in 39, 40, and 41. So there's a letter Marcus wrote me when I went over to see him in Honolulu. And that's Duke's letter to Duke, the skipper. Let's see. This is the award of the Distinguished Conduct Star.
You said that you guys were a VIP, relay VIPs. You, Vogel, and Arnold. Who's Arnold?
Arnold, he was a guerrilla colonel who was up there in Marcus's hometown area.
Oh, really? Yeah. His last name was Arnold?
Arnold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't think of what his last first name was. It says, pursuant to a paragraph section, Armed Forces of the Philippines, regulations, so forth, January 21st, 54, the Distinguished Conduct Star. That's the second highest medal, like a Medal of Honor, like in the Distinguished Service Cross. This is their second highest medal. For extraordinary heroism in action against the enemy in northern Luzon, Philippines, from January to March 45. Signed a mission to demolish bridges, roads, and other man-made obstacles of use to the enemy in northern Luzon. Jameson had to go over unfamiliar territory held by the enemy. The total destruction of the Lamet Bridge, a principal artery of communication between the hostile forces in the province of Nueva Vizcaya and Ifugao Mountain, were accomplished in early January 45 at great physical risk due to the big number of enemy patrols in the vicinity of the bridge. The Surreal Bridge in the province of La Union is heavily guarded by hostile troops due to the strategic importance. This bridge likewise was blown up by Jameson in early February 45, thus greatly hampering the movements of the enemy. Principal roads which link the enemy forces in the province of Kaigan Valley and Ivergao Mountain Province were destroyed and prevented the enemy from consolidating his entire force in the region. By his indomitable courage and aggressive leadership in the face of great odds, in keeping with the finest traditions of the military service, Jameson contributed greatly to the successful prosecution of the Philippines Liberation Campaign in northern Luzon. By the order of Secretary of Defense, Chief of Staff, General Itatianza, official and so forth. You have heard of the American Silver Star?
Uh-huh.
I have gold crosses. I have three of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have three of their Silver Stars. They call them gold crosses. Jameson, for gallantry and action displayed during military operations against the Japanese Imperial forces from 9th to 24th February 45, in Panabuco, Nueva Vizcaya, tasked to protect an airdrop location for vital supplies consisted of armament, ammunition, and equipment, and medical supplies were dropped from planes to guerrilla forces. Jameson and his team of eight men were attacked by heavily armed Japanese troops. The enemy advanced to a vantage position, forcing one of his men to retire. Jameson remained behind with one of his men and provided covering fire for the officer who was pinned down. Meantime, crossing the river and discreetly inching their way from the front line, on February 22nd, while he and his convoy of 25 armed men and 80 Filipino carriers were on their way to a defense zone for a drop zone, they were again savagely attacked by the Japanese. He courteously and skillfully directed the team to repulse the attack, thus enabling the transfer of supplies to a safe place. On 24th of February, the Japanese again attacked his team while unloading supplies consisting of ammunition. Setting up a defense, the drop zone, he averted the capture of the air drop supplies by the Japanese. By his personal courage and bravery, Jameson inspired confidence in his men, thereby contributed to the success of the operation against the enemy. And by virtue of the powers vested in me by law, I, Ferdinand E. Marcus, President of the Philippines, do hereby confer on Jameson a gold coffer, awarded Miss Manila. The 25th of March of the year 1976. That's a long time after the war. Mm-hmm. But God, what the hell was I doing there all by myself?
Yeah, what was I doing there?
Now there's Marcus and me and one of his men. Marcus is showing me his medals.
Is this like at his house or?
He had a museum. Did you ever see this? I helped make that up when I worked for the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
No.
This is a picture of Marcus. Here I am right in the middle of it, right here. And that's the Filipino boy with the dark shirt on. He's my boy. He was the buddy that went in there with me. That's Larry Guzman.
Oh, okay.
That was my buddy. Now, here he is with his bald head again, and the ship skipper, the submarine skipper, and Larry's boy, and I'm on the left over there.
With his bald head, okay.
And here's a meeting where we all got together. Here I am with my buddy that went into the sub with me, Captain Behan. That's my mom.
Oh, okay.
And this is Marcus showing us his medals again. There I am with Marcus and a bunch of... He used to like to have me come up there because he could do a lot of bragging. A lot of people said that he wasn't brave, you know, he didn't do this. When I got there, and they all hid in the weeds, they didn't come out.
And your mom, she, where was she born at?
Paula.
Paula?
Yeah.
Do you know where at in Paula?
Yeah. As you leave Paula on the old road, and when you come to a point coming towards Rincon where the road hits like this, and then the road goes to Palma, where that intersection is, well, there was a house right back up in there on the left where she was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1896, I guess she was born.
Well, that was Donald Jameson, good friend of my dad's and a fun and interesting man to talk to. Like I was saying earlier, the conversation was recorded on audio as well as video. Some of you, if you're interested in checking out the video of the conversation, you can run by the Cooper Culture Center. They have it there. While you're there, look at some of the things that they got in the Culture Center. The Culture Center's been recently remodeled. The new floor, new windows, new walls. Check it out. It's been improved quite a bit. It's been changed. There's a lot more walls up to put up a lot more items for viewing. So if you get a chance, come on by and bother them a little bit. Also covered from some phrases today. They included mevo'o, which means where. Awa'au, meaning there. Ivu'au, meaning here. Tukuchi'au, meaning up on top, or at that location on top. And th'au, meaning on the bottom. Now, one thing you'll notice about all these words have that A-W at the end, the au sound, A-W. Mavu'au, awa'au, tukuchi'au, th'au, ivu'au. And so in the future, when you hear that, you know, you might recognize that that's at least a location word. It means location of something. Tukuchi'au, meaning up on top. Th'au, meaning on the bottom. Awa'au, meaning over there. Ava'au, meaning over here. And Mavu'au, meaning where. And so I hope you enjoyed the song from Paul Miranda. Paul Miranda teaches the language and songs for Palomar College. And he's been a great help to me on this, my first radio endeavor. And if you have any questions or comments, come on by radio station behind the Paul Administration Building. Come by and visit us. Say hi. Talk to us. And or if you don't want to come on by, give us a call. 760-742-4200. That's 760-742-4200. Or if you come by the Administration Building, talk to the secretary there. She'll either give you directions or the phone number or a way to contact us. You could also email us at eortega@paulatribe.com or 91.3@paulatribe.com and give us your input so we can continue to make this a beneficial show. So this is Eric Ortega from Paula Life Past and Present saying have a good day. Talk to y'all later. Bye.